Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It is the perfect temperature in the studio right now. It is a nice, cool, crisp. 68 degrees. Awesome. Keeps us alive. And I guarantee you, it's just nothing better. Because temperature control is definitely one of the most valuable resources one could have, especially on days like this. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into their Mitsubishi Mini Split. Like we use here at the studio for that hard to heat, hard to cool room at your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, a couple reminders. Today at 1:30 on the V Show on ESPN 680, we're going to have Vince Tyree, Louisville Athletic Director, is going to be updating a few things.
Get it done, Vince.
Yeah, getting ready to... The football season coming up, a new fan experience, some things that they're going to be doing over there. I think it's going to excite a lot of people. Also, UPS Jobs in Kentucky is offering up to $18.50 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 is still in place for a Sunday shift. Get your tuition paid for 100% to the University of Louisville. Make $18.50 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses through the Metro College program. Apply today at upsjobsky.com.
Before we get into the football conversation, into the local aspect of the football conversation, breaking news, Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Reeves-Maben have both returned to their respective camps. So
I was reading that just then on SportsCenter.
I mean, I see the Rodgers part. I'm waiting for the Jalen Reeves-Maben.
They're going to get to it next. It's probably on the... It's probably on the ticker.
It's probably on Fox.
Yeah. Fox covers a little more of the Detroit thing.
Footprint.
Yeah, as opposed to, but it probably is.
No,
coming up.
ESPN, this is probably, this is conspiracy. ESPN,
but knows. But he did go to camp, right? You told me yesterday you had a little chat with him.
Steve.
He was on his way.
Steve.
It's exciting.
I brought up the schedule. I almost freaked out yesterday. I brought up the schedule, and I started seeing August. We're hitting preseason games.
It's here, man.
In August, Steve.
Yeah.
When is the Hall of Fame game?
It is.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, that's because I didn't ask you anything, Siri.
Sorry. You are... going insane. I'm going to take that. If you ever do that again on the show, I'm going to listen. I'll give you 10 seconds to take off your watch. I'm gonna grab a hammer.
Yeah.
And if the watch is still on your wrist, yes, then rest in peace to your wrist.
Yes.
Because I'm going to explode that watch on your arm if you ever.
I'm like, shut up.
Listen, if you start communicating with your watch, Steve, that means, you know what that is like with you and I, Steve?
Talking to my chip.
Steve.
It's a part of me.
Once you start talking to your watch, you are the equivalent to the to the zombie bite.
Yeah.
You've gotten bit by the zombie, and I have to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, to save you from suffering, mm-hmm. I have to end your existence.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to do the, no, it was just one time, Marcus. It was just one time. It mm-hmm. didn't quite bite me. And no. Mm-hmm. You got to go.
This is going to infect everyone.
August.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game is coming up because I believe Dallas is in it, right?
That's what I thought.
I think Dallas and Pittsburgh.
You don't know that?
Dude, preseason is just jackassery.
I need preseason. Well, you know what?
Well, you do. Yeah.
You know what's funny, Steve? I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Because he signed a guaranteed.
He's guaranteed.
He signed a guaranteed deal, so I don't care about preseason either. Now that you mention it.
I know.
Look, hopefully he gets some reps in.
August 5th.
Wow. What's today? The 26th?
The 27th.
Today's the 27th?
August 5th, so that's two.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
That's next Thursday. It's next Thursday.
Wow.
Yep. For Steelers in Pittsburgh. Or Cowboys in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Is that going to play?
That's my point.
First possession?
Like, that's the point. Like, who cares?
You don't care about the depth of your Cowboys?
No, I need the stars to be good. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to be unbearable this whole season with the Cowboys, aren't you?
Listen.
Are you wanting to just get to the finish line?
They're picked to win the division.
Of course they are.
And I'm like, I think they're going to be pretty good. Still don't know why they haven't went outside Michael Thomas. Or not Michael Thomas.
I was going to say, he's hurt too.
No, God, not Michael Thomas. Earl Thomas.
Golly. Is he still floating around there? Yeah. He doesn't want to sign yet. He is his weight.
No, he's done at this point. So I'm like, there's just, I don't know. But yeah, but your point is Hard Knocks starts here soon. Cowboys are on Hard Knocks, so I'm pumped about that. But you're right. It's July 27th,
Jeez.
Man. And I mean, we're talking in just over 30 some days, we're going to be in Atlanta. Watching Louisville get ready to beat Ole Miss, like, you know what I'm saying, and start their run to 8-9 wins. I mean, that's where we're headed. It's here. It's now. The time has come. So, it's football season.
We're
baby.
Here.
Yeah, it's football season. You start to see media days.
You see depth charts.
We have
open
depth
your
charts.
Depth chart, Steve. Please open your depth chart.
Okay,
because I don't have my function.
Mine or Satterfield's. Because
tell me where you disagree with Satterfield.
Because I feel like I have my own too. I don't like to throw it out. I mean, I'll send it to him if he wants it, and maybe So,
Brian Hall, do you have the depth chart as well?
No, I'm gonna pull it up here in just a sec.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. All right. You ready?
Hold on.
Which part do you want?
I want you to talk about the interesting things. And by the way, people, public service announcement. This is something you have to do as a fan. It's not the most glamorous part of being a fan. It is not. But you make us look ridiculous. You fan, I'm talking to you. You make us look ridiculous. When they give us a depth chart and they give us a roster and in bold, on gocards.com, they give you an audio button to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that audio button tells you exactly how to pronounce a person's name.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to be talking football, you're going to be talking sports, pronounce the name right. Pronounce the name right. Go look at how you pronounce it. If you're going to know a starter and a backup, if you know that much a knowledge on your football team, go get the names right. I mean, listen, I know it takes a little time, but it's worth it. Because I want you to call into the show because we're about to start football, and I don't want you to just be butchering everybody's name. Okay.
So which, by the way, according to this, it looks like it's Galati. Ashton Galati?
Yep.
Okay. Or is it G-Lotti?
Ja. Gelati.
Gelati. Okay.
Gelati. It's
Fago.
Thank you for that.
It's an important one. Kandra.
The one I did not know is OKK.
I didn't either. I called him Okiki.
Yeah.
OKK. Got you, bro.
I will clean that one up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Travelstead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peterson.
Yeah. Peterson.
Diaby.
Yes. This is all important stuff. First thing I noticed I did want to get to today is we talked yesterday. I think that I was very encouraged looking at this defensive front and looking at the weights and looking at the sizes. Let me read you the
size.
It's
football season, Steve. I'm not impressed.
Well, I don't care because you don't have to be.
Listen, there's nothing you can read. You can say 6'5", 412 pounds seven times. Butt's not big enough.
Listen, Ramon Pereira over Tabarius Patterson or Peterson, Peterson. Was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, listen, you know why that was the biggest deal or one of the biggest deals to me in particular? Because when you go over there and look at the start chart off of this screenshot you sent me, mm-hmm. Tabarius Peterson has 31.
31. Most on the team.
Second most. Cole Bentley's.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, second most on the entire team.
Yeah.
Until the start.
And so, and look, here's the thing. When you look at the depth chart, things are going to change, I think. Things have potential to change once you get into fall camp, which is we're here. but things are going to, guys are going to move around. So when you look at that, when I see Turner third at the nose tackle behind Tail and Clark, I think you could
but see. But you're like, that's a Dez Tell. They're like, he must be really performing.
Well, Malik Clark is number one.
I know.
But again, Dez Tell's been out with injury. So I think that, you know, that's why I say some of this right now, you got C.J. Avery at the middle linebacker position.
So it's not gospel right now.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at with this. Ben Perry over Cole is one that we're going to keep an eye on. I think that that's a fall camp matchup that people are going to want to see. And I'm saying matchup between, depth chart, because I think a lot of people were surprised by that. I think we all just pretty much pinned in Duncan and Cole as the starters.
Let me ask you this. Is Satterfield a message through the media kind of guy?
No, I don't think so. Did you hear something that made you believe he was?
I don't think he is.
I think he's almost too positive sometimes. I think he just calls it, right? I don't know, what you're, where you're at, but I think, when he says things,
Did you pronounce it wrong or something?
Per year.
Okay. I thought you said it right, per year.
I may have put them all together. That sounds right, though. Per year.
Okay.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Look, that might be somebody in his family. Hey, man.
No, listen. Listen, day one. No, it's Marcus, not Marquise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or I usually get people get one.
But I'm with Brian on this because I think he says, look, I think we have top 25 defense. It's a deep line. This guy can go. This guy.
No, I'm talking about as far as depth chart. You don't think he's a micromanager enough to say, well, I don't like what you're doing right now. Let me knock you down on the depth chart a little bit to see if I can motivate you.
Could be.
That's what I was asking, kind of first release.
Could be, but
is there some strategic positioning of depth chart?
I mean, I think I was really the most blown away with Hudson.
Not being
the backup center. I mean, I thought that Hudson would start at one of the guards if he didn't win the center job, for sure. That's encouraging to me.
The offensive line is probably the... I don't want to... That's a little too definitive. Put it this way.
Reed, Chandler, Bentley, Boone, Brown.
Ledford made no mistake about how important it was to be multitasked, or multifaceted on your offensive line. Mm-hmm. So, when I see the offensive line, I don't want to say grain of salt, but I kind of I imagine they're going to be doing some moving around
before.
Yeah. I would think so. I mean, they like Kandra. He's backing up right now. Josh Black's one that I think get him there. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think. And again, I think Hudson will play some guard.
Brian Hall.
What's up?
You got to do it. It's time. It's time, Steve. It's time. Hold on.
Is this a docket?
No. Go get the Ole Miss roster. Go get the Ole Miss depth chart.
Ole Miss roster.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Go get the offensive line depth chart. Sorry, Brian. It's time.
No, I'm okay. We can compare our defensive line to their offensive line. I'm fine with that. Yes,
you knew that was coming, right?
Yes. No, absolutely. At receiver, though, just for people listening in, I mean, at receiver, you got Braden Smith, Jordan Watkins, and Justin Marshall with Johnson, Wirtz, you know, Huggins,
Bruce Harrell back. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I didn't send it to you, did I? Marcus, no. Darn it. I didn't give you the proper homework. This is a pause in the show. This is a total misdirection. This is a pause. This is an abort. Actually, don't lose your place on what you were saying. So while Brian's looking up Ole Miss, what did I tell you I was going to do last night, Steve, when we got off the phone?
Watch some film.
What team did I tell you? I think
Miami.
Did I tell you a couple different options?
You said Miami to me because you said you just wanted to get mad. So I was like, okay.
Okay, but the last thing I said was Miami, but I said I'm either going to do Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, or Miami.
Okay, yeah.
I did Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay, you know the rules. First thing you think when I say Pittsburgh, what do you remember?
When Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
We didn't tackle the guy.
That's the first thing that sticks out.
Yeah, right before half.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
What else do you remember?
I mean, that's about it.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, of course I remember a little more, but right, I mean, right. No, I'm trying to
say. Yeah, just like, general. Yeah. Hold on, Brian. We'll get to that. Steve, your assignment is to go back and watch Pittsburgh tonight.
Okay. Defense played really good, right?
Listen. Missed tackles were bad. Mm-hmm. Missed tackles were bad. You know, but they were in position. Steve, two more Malik Cunningham interceptions that weren't on him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At least one. I think two. Right? I'm talking about. I also see where people were just, the line's getting. Pittsburgh has some players on their defensive line. They had some players. Malik did a great job of eating the football, Steve.
Yeah.
And not turning the ball over. We end up losing 17-14 or something like that. Maybe lost by four or something.
Yeah, we had a shot there.
It's like 14-10 or just something like that, right?
Yeah.
Malik ate the ball quite a few times when the pressure was coming. Malik steps up in the pocket. Their defensive line was all over him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mm-hmm. they were athletic. But here's the thing, Steve. I watched third and 13.
Okay.
I watched Justin Marshall run a comeback route. He went 13 yards. He ran 14 and a half yards, came back. I swear, Malik Williams put the ball on his forehead coming out of the break, Steve, right?
Yeah.
That football goes through Justin Marshall's hands, right? And the commentator said this, and it pissed me off, and I want everybody to get ready for this year. Because y'all know, like, I pick up some issues, you know, and I don't let them go until I realize it was just me tripping.
Okay.
He put this ball on his forehead, on the top of his forehead, on the top of his helmet. Frozen rope, perfect pass, perfect timing, big pressure play. I listened to the commentator say, whoa, high, you know, that was high from Malik Cunningham. I was like, what? Listen, is this considered high, Steve?
No, I mean,
it was on the top of his head.
Yeah.
And just like he, he was itching. Did I say Malik Williams?
Yeah, Malik Cunningham.
I'm sorry. He put that ball right there, and I hear the commentator say, oh, that was like almost like it was an airy throw. And I was like, if I listen to these commentators, you know, that Pittsburgh quarterback can play.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? What's his name? If anybody remembers the Pittsburgh quarterback, do you remember? Anyway, text it in if y'all know it. But, yeah, I watched him like he put the football on everybody. He played an excellent game.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you go back, that tackle, I swear.
Kenny Pickett.
Pickett. Yeah, I was going to say Pickett. If you're going to watch the condensed version.
I'm going to as soon as I go home. I'm kind of looking at some of the stuff right
and
now.
And when I tell y'all, I mean, because here's the thing. I might have told everybody on that I was going to watch it last night on the YouTube channel. And I got all so, ew, oh, God, why would you do that to yourself? It's torture. And I'm like, no, it wasn't torture.
Yeah.
You know, and that tackle, Yaya, I mean, Steve, it couldn't. You realize whatever was going to touch the ground landed on his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So even when he tackled them and he rolled over, you know, the knee was going to hit the ground, but it hit the top of his shoe.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about an 8-inch surface area.
Yeah.
That could happen. That's impossible
to
happen. That was impossible.
Yeah.
For him to roll him all the way around his body and his elbow missed by 3 inches. And like I said, and his knee was hitting the ground.
Yeah.
And landed on his shoe.
I know.
So, you know.
It's a great play to understand it, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
It's a great play
right.
for the pit receiver right. to get up and run that. I went down. Yeah.
And
yeah.
not yet. Yeah, he didn't lose momentum, but.
No.
But again, when you go back and watch it, you're like. In a million years, that can never happen again.
No, the criticism there comes more from, like, where we are in pursuit, you know.
Oh, you mean the other people?
Yeah, when dude jumps up that quick.
Rally like, to the ball, yeah.
Yeah, like, you don't jump. Look, right. go play in the South and jump up that quick. Like, you know, bam.
and that's where Jalen hurt,
Yeah, right. Chubb. Right.
Yep. He's dancing around the sideline like you
yeah,
might.
Like, I'm like sorry. You, like I got to make sure you're out of
yeah,
bounds.
Yeah, like you might not be out and you're dancing around the sideline. Yeah. My coach will kill me.
Yeah.
If I let you not be out of bounds and you run down to the end zone.
The play was at the goal line. Chubb and Jalen was it was like 10 yards out.
Yeah, I thought it was like more 20 or 30. But I got to finish you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay, have you checked down the depth chart of Mississippi? So what we're going to do, Mississippi offensive line versus our defensive line?
Let's just do some sizes. I'm curious.
Okay.
I don't know if people don't hate this or not, and if you do, I apologize.
Are you want to read theirs first and then read ours?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
because,
Brian.
Like I said, I'm sorry if you listen and you hate this, but like I'm really curious to hear because I don't know. I haven't
Brian, let's
read
do
that.
Some old
right, so
Miss
I
got to
flip back and forth between the depth chart and then another thing to get the measurements.
Don't worry about the depth chart. Just go to the offensive line.
I don't know.
Side.
I would kind of like to know the starters.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. Fine. Let's start with starting defensive end. They got
offense. Offense.
Offense.
Start,
we're on offense.
Yeah. Start offense.
Yeah. Start with their offense. Offensive line, and I'll do our defensive line. Yeah. Cool. Well, go somewhere else. Yeah.
All right, so let's say the center is Orlando Umana.
Okay, their center is Orlando Umana.
Okay.
Tell me about him, Brian. How big is he?
Hold on. You threw me off with the offensive line. I got to redo these. Hold
you
on
need headphones,
second.
Brian. Brian, you need to put headphones on.
Okay.
I want to hear theirs first, though, because I want to see how ours matches up.
I do too
to that one. Gosh darn! You know, let's just take our break. We're at 27. Yeah, where is that? Let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. The more you listen to this show, the more you will have opportunity to learn about TBF Mortgage Company and our newest partner, Andrew Mullins. If you're confused about mortgage rules when financing your home, you need an expert in the mortgage field. He'll definitely be working for you as a mortgage broker. TBF has experienced lender connections to get you a great rate with the right terms. Whether buying a home or refinancing a current one, it's a wonderful time to be in the market for a mortgage. Rates are still at all-time lows. You can get pre-approved with one quick phone call. Again, remember the name, TBF Mortgages and Andrew Mullins. You'll definitely be learning more about that in the future. So, Brian, during the break, I caught you off guard a little bit. You have some Ole Miss offensive line depth chart size. Yes?
Do.
I'm listening, Brian, because I want to paint a picture in my mind of what the juggernaut that is Ole Miss that I'll be facing in Lane Kiffin. Fire away. Right.
So, the center is Orlando Umana. He is a senior transfer from the University of Utah.
Wait. Okay, Utah transfer came to Ole Miss, and he won the starting job. Okay.
6'4", 311 pounds.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Right guard, Ben Brown, redshirt senior, 6'5", 315 pounds.
Okay, so 311, 315.
Left guard, Caleb Warren, redshirt sophomore, 6'4", 305 pounds.
Okay, 305. Okay.
Left tackle, Nick Broker, Junior. 6'4", 305.
6'4", 305. He's a junior, so he's kind of experienced. No redshirt junior. He's a true junior.
True junior.
Okay.
Right tackle, Jeremy James, redshirt sophomore, 6'5", 330 pounds.
Okay. And that's the left tackle?
It's the right tackle.
The right tackle is 330.
And that concludes the offensive starting line.
He's a redshirt sophomore, you said?
He's a redshirt sophomore.
Okay, Steve, are we going to compare him to our offensive line now?
Do you want to do that?
Or you want to compare him to our defensive line?
Either one.
I'll put him against my defense. Well, no. Let's go off. Let's go against our offensive line.
Okay.
Well, you okay with that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Either way.
Okay. Let's compare him to our offensive line.
Okay. Louisville's offensive line. I'm just going to start at left tackle.
No, start at center.
Start at center?
That's what Ryan did.
Oh, okay. Center. Senior, Cole Bentley, 6'3", 315.
315, okay.
Okay, then right guard, Adonis Boone, junior, 6'5", 317.
Okay, so right now we're winning by 6 pounds.
Right tackle. Or left guard. Left guard, I think that's how Brian did it. Left guard, 6'4", Caleb Chandler, red shirt junior, 313.
Okay.
Left tackle, Trevor Reed, 6'5", 303.
Mm-hmm.
Right tackle, Renardo Brown. Redshirt freshman, 6'4", 309.
We are almost identical.
Yeah.
We are almost identical.
Mm-hmm. Almost dead identical to what they
listen,
have size-wise.
315 versus 311. Mm-hmm. 317 versus 315. 313 versus 305. 303 versus 305. 309 versus 330. So that 330 is the outlier.
Yeah.
For them. But in general, we sound about the same.
Yeah.
All 6'4s. 6'3 to 6'5s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody shorter than 6'3. Nobody taller than 6'5.
Okay. Have you went to their defensive line, Brian? Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So defensive end, Tisdale. Tacarius Tisdale. Uh-huh. He is 6'5, 295. Their defensive tackle is Quentin Bivens.
Uh-huh.
He's a junior. 6'2", 300.
Okay.
Their nose tackle is KD Hill, junior, 6'1", 320. And then they call it the Buck linebacker, which is kind of the other defensive end. He is Sam Williams. He's a senior, 6'4", 265.
Okay, Steve.
It's big. okay.
I'm glad we did this on air.
Okay.
Okay, Steve.
okay.
Come on, Sat.
Okay.
Defensive end.
Defensive end first, because now we are listed as a 3-4 here, so. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah,
so
maybe it's probably going to sound like how Brian said. There's going to be a buck position probably.
So, or I can give a
big linebacker
or give a backup as well. Okay, so Ramon.
Okay,
Prier.
Yeah,
6'3", 264.
Okay.
Nose tackle, Malik Clark, 6'2".
Wait a minute. Okay. 6'2". Wait. Give me the D tackle first.
We don't have one.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're at 3-4.
Okay, sorry.
Malik Clark, 6'2", 295. Not bad. Yaya Diaby, defensive end, 6'4", 273. And that's our starters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Give me your backup at the end.
If you want Tabarius Peterson, probably.
Yes. He's the most. Yeah,
6'3", 262. And Dez Tail, 6'1", 276.
They better be fast.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
They better be fast.
Offensive line, there's a lot to be happy about size-wise because you say, look, offensive line, Louisville's going to look just as impressive, if not more. Defense.
Listen, I knew this, Steve.
There's not as much beef.
Listen, I knew this.
On that defensive line.
Listen, three days ago, I was saying what worried me about Kentucky is our weight.
Mm-hmm.
Our defensive line weight and people who are committed to that. Now, listen, we are incredible at shooting gaps and you know what I'm saying? And what, you know, our
gap scheme. But I think the biggest fear for Louisville and I'm sure they've scheming with it too, is the nightmare for Louisville is we go down to Atlanta and they hand the ball off right up the middle.
Yep. Yep.
You know, you're just like, oh, oh,
and then, something. Listen, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Because if that happens,
especially game one,
there are games. down the line that you're going to worry.
Matt, listen, it's like in any other sport, you get exposed for that. Guess what you're going to see for the rest of the season?
Oh, yeah. Just line it up.
The rest of the season.
Yeah, line it up.
Even teams that aren't supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah.
They'll keep on doing it. And they will wear down your line forever. Like I said, our speed, if we can force you to have to throw it, our speed is great.
Yeah.
But if we can't force passing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, that is something that I think is. But then on the other hand, I say they're pretty dang confident over there about the defense. And so because when I look other places, I like what I have size-wise.
And, and our length is good, you know?
Absolutely.
Like our length is good. 6'3", 6'2", 6'4", 6'3". 6'1", there's a 6'4", 6'2", 6'1", and a 6'5".
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much. Because, I mean, if you go, you know, I mean, the ones I didn't read, you know, 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", 6'2", you know, I mean, so you're there size-wise.
Okay, it's really two dudes that are kind of like out of our
– Well, in the middle. I mean, you got an edge rusher coming off 6'5", 295.
We got a 6'2", 295.
Yeah, but they got a guy 6'5", 295 coming off the edge.
Yeah. Nose. Their nose is 6'1", 320. That's the one that I always complain about. I need the plug. You know, I just need the swim move plug nose tackle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's not nose tackle, but, you know, just a guy that can really just brick up the, you know, cause disruption in a straight line.
Sure. But, I could make the argument, though, that in a 3-4, I mean, you're expecting more backers to, you know, I mean, so you're essentially adding and you're saying.
Yeah, expect pressure to get home and.
Yeah. I think that you're expecting linebackers to come up and make plays. I think you're expecting Kendrick Duncan to come up and make plays. And guys like that, I mean, you know, do they – I mean, Kendrick Duncan, you're talking about a 6'3", 216-pound safety. I don't think he's going to be afraid to come up and
– Going to have some eye discipline, man.
I mean, to in comparison
– Listen, when I reread it outside of the 320, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Yeah. But when I first said it, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You hear a 300 and a 320.
Well, and you can that has its disadvantages as well. But, I mean, as far as what Louisville runs, because Louisville can get the ball out into the bubble area that they, you know, I think you're going to see more of, with especially with the receivers
Braden Louisville Smith has. Can run.
He can run, man.
Braden Smith can run. When you're going to watch a
starting punt returner, by the way,
you
on the depth chart.
I did see that.
Yep. I like
no,
that.
No, I saw Atwell.
Nope. That.
No, it's Atwell. You know what I mean. Hassan Hall.
No, I was like, what? Nope. Punt returner, kick returner, Hassan Hall. Punt returner, okay. Braden Smith, Keytrell Clark, and Shea Wirtz.
Okay, fair enough.
I like that. I think that has potential to be an electric guy. That we were talking about the other day.
I watched a bubble screen to the side. Actually, there was a play where Malik Cunningham almost botches the play action, right? And he just like fires it out to Braden Smith.
Yeah.
Braden Smith had that you know how like a guy like a good example. You know how like Golden Tate, you ever see him get the ball?
Yeah, absolutely.
And his 0 to his 0 to 50 is like little legs. It looks weird, like stupid fast.
Texter says we're giving up 20-50 pounds on the D line versus the O line. It's bad news. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with fans worrying.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But I'm okay. Like we're saying that is something to be worried about.
Yeah, yeah.
Going in and maybe, but hey, maybe we watch the game and go. Oh, we're good. Yeah, like, but yes, okay. Braden Smith, Golden Tate.
Yeah. Kind of has that instant speed. But sure. Clean up. Yeah, I mean, finish that point. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like bigger butts on the line.
I want it to be clear that we're saying, like, this is what this segment kind of is like, hey, if you're looking for something to worry, that's one. My biggest fear is going down to Atlanta and Lane Kiffin's like, well, wait a minute. We ain't slinging this ball around. Give it to run it.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, God, we can't stop it. You know, because that's
the nightmare.
That's where I'll go, oh, guys, let's 6 or 7 game this and just be happy. You know, like,
because everybody's going to see this tape.
But Louisville gets push. Louisville gets the core. What is it, Carroll?
Yep.
Louisville can. Look, Ole Miss is going to get. They're going to get off. You know, they're going to be able to run the football. They're going to be able to do things. I mean, that's. But if we hold that in check, sure.
Yeah, like I don't do doom.
Then let's
scrolling.
Go win 8 or 9. Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, and again, there are different kinds of lines. Like you have smaller lines, and you know, single gap. Lines and you know and double gap lines and all that good stuff. So yeah, like I'm just saying the traditionalist in me says.
But typically in a 3-4, I need some push in the middle. So that's going to be. But I mean, and don't get me wrong, Clark's 295. I mean, we're not turning Malik Clark into like Dez Tail. We saw what Dez Tail can do.
Yeah, they're not basketball players.
Jaquez Turner, we go watch his film. As impressive as all get out.
I'm going to take one of my offensive linemen.
He's 290.
Stick him over there.
I mean, Turner's 290.
Getting on my nerves.
Right? So, like, yeah, I mean. That,
Steve, I want a
Cody.
I want an Oliver.
I want a Terrence Cody.
He's awesome.
I loved him. I loved him. Yeah.
What's Oliver's name?
Ed Oliver.
Yeah. I want Ed Oliver one time.
Mm-hmm. I would love the number one player in the country coming out of high school. Yes. I agree.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, listening to that D-line, I guess my biggest issue last year obviously was the size, but I feel like our guys didn't have, like that go-to move. You know, like they didn't have that swim technique or that spin. I really hope that they have been working on just that one-on-one getting off of a blocker and then plugging that hole because, I mean, I was going back and watching some games as well. You know, which you might have seen this, sometimes the defense, they'll shift the line over to cover some of the gaps and then the bigger linebacker will step up as that defensive end.
Yep.
And they did that a few times on Virginia Tech. And I really hope that these guys have been working because that's what they were missing. I felt like they were missing that technique, that I don't know, that swim move, that whatever it was, that chop, that whatever, not chop block, not allowed to do that. But they were missing something whenever they would get in one-on-ones.
Yeah, and couldn't get off the blocks. I know exactly what you're saying. No, listen.
But thank you, guys. I'll listen. I appreciated that. Thank y'all.
Hey, Alex. Are you still there? Listen, I want you to know that my reaction was genuinely upset when Marcus called me the other day and said that you made a pit stop. Like, I want you to know I was legitimately like, oh, dude. I wish I got to hang out.
I'm sorry. I'll be back. But I just had to, you know, I was just coming in town real quick, you know, because I'm going, like I was telling Marcus, I'm about to start the Fire Academy here in Houston, and that's like an 8-month-long process.
Yeah.
So I was just up there trying to visit family before that started. But definitely, I'll be back, and when I come back, I'll definitely stop by. Because, Steve, you don't know this, but a long, long, long time ago, back when I was a young man trying to play football at U of L, I met you and Lloyd Spence, who was my mentor. Y'all, it was in Sellersburg. I met you a long, long time ago. I'm sure you don't remember that.
Okay.
And I was going to try to tell you to see if you, you know, remember that moment or whatever. But, yeah, definitely. We'll definitely get together, bro. Absolutely.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah.
Appreciate the call. No, here's the thing. Yes, engaging and disengaging. Like, you expect guys to be better at that this year than they were last year.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be better at that.
I do think that one thing I will say, I think Yaya had some moves off the edge. I'm not disagreeing with Alice.
No, we're whatever.
I'm sorry. Alex, but I do think that Yaya had a nice bull rush. I think that he developed. I think he developed a spin.
His little dip. Yeah, he has a nice.
Yeah. Like so, I think he is. But I think he's an NFL guy. And so like I think he's a guy that's going to get his name called.
Yeah, we were happy that he said he was coming back. So
yeah. So I I mean there's definitely man. It's going to be a nice test. You know, SEC lines.
They're always a problem, though. Yeah, like, let's not act like, you know, like this is not something that you know is an SEC advantage. Like, they have that advantage over other conferences, too.
Sure.
Like, the SEC line, when they go against the Big 12,
yeah,
they say, oh, defensive line, SEC, you know, is what keeps everything in front of you. Like,
right, yeah, right.
This is a fact.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, it's here, though.
Eat some peanut butter, y'all.
Yeah, it's here. It's here.
Need to get some more.
Yeah, it's time to start breaking it down. I might have to go check out some Ole Miss games today.
Pitt.
You've kind of got me in there
now.
Now I want to go watch them at the end of the season.
Like, watch that condensed Pitt. I'll watch Ole Miss, Kentucky, probably. Watch them choke.
Yeah. I'm not going to get nothing out of that. Watching Ole Miss play down to Kentucky. No, I want to see them when they're playing up.
I'll probably just watch that Miss field goal over.
You want to get nervous, go watch Ole Miss Florida.
At the end of the year?
First game of the year.
What game did Lane Kiffin throw his thing up in the air?
God, he does that all the time.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. He runs down the side. It was like a really long, deep pass,
yeah,
and he's running down the sidelines. And before the receiver even catches the ball, he just throws
it. I think he threw it when the guy was open.
Like, yeah. He's kind of what he does. I like Lane. That's why I trash talk him. It's out of respect because I'm like, I like Kiffin. I'm a fan.
Should stay.
Just got to beat him. I don't know what to tell you.
Should stay at Tennessee.
Hey, it's not – look. It's not personal, Lane.
I like them there.
It's business.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.